Well, I was stuck out on Christmas Island in the middle of the Pacific, at first not knowing why we were there, but then it gradually dawned on us that we're there for bomb tests, a nuclear bomb test. Now, we're tackling the MOD, and we have been for about 23 years. The MOD are saying that any of us were even exposed to radiation, never exposed to radiation. They're using technical arguments, such as being out of time, to stop us from having the day in court. Now, all we want really is for the MOD to say sorry publicly and some form of compensation if possible.
What do you remember from your time in Christmas Island 1957 and 1958? What do you remember?
Well, I remember the bombs going off, obviously. We were, that is one of the main things that sticks in the mind, very much so, obviously. For the bombing operations, we were actually sat on a beach just off the main road to the port, and we were just told to turn our backs to where the explosion would be, close our eyes, put our arms over our eyes. And when the bomb went off, we could see through each other almost, like skeletons.
What was the reason the MOD gave for you to be going to Christmas Island? You said it became very clear, obviously, once you were there, but obviously that wasn't the reason they gave you at the beginning.
Well, they didn't give us a reason. They just said we were going abroad, we had to have lots of jabs and that. And then told us on the plane that we're going out to the Pacific, but at that time very few people knew anything about what was happening on the island, obviously. And as I say, we didn't know anything about it really till we got into it.
This was something that is different in the way other countries have treated those veterans. If you take, and I'm sure you will know this, China and Russia, they've all accepted that there isn't a need for proof. What do you think of the MOD and their stance? This is obviously yet another case that you're going to go to this morning at the Supreme Court.
Yes, and hopefully it will be the last one in our favour. But
what do you feel towards the MOD?
Well, it's difficult to feel anything personally against individuals, but must be a lot of people behind the scenes who have no real knowledge of what it was like to be there. And at that time, as I say, they didn't seem to know for sure what would happen anyway.
Do you feel let down by your country?
That's a difficult one. No, I feel let down by the various governments that have supported us when they've been in power. And as soon as they're not in power, they want to know, or they beep on. So as soon as they get into power, oh no, we never said that, and that's it. And so it goes on.